This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End, Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus, and we're joined by a baby!
Yes,
it's Prince of Horse Ghost Manor.
Oh,
Nerd no. Talk Plus Baby Edition.
What is this book?
What are you doing, buddy?
Why do we have
besides ruining this podcast?
There's so many boobs in that book. That
I'm just joking, dude. I love
lots of raccoons. And one of the author's last names is Leek.
Nice.
Spelled L-E-A-K, like not like the vegetable.
You take that book, like you take me. A leak.
Yeah, I've never seen that. Where did this come from? I've never even seen this book.
From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's the owner of two homes, perhaps? I don't know. And two books and a child. He's your Montana Mountain King, but he's our Lord of Horse Ghost Manor. He's Brandon from the internet. Hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm going to deal with this kid.
Yeah, okay. We can deal with a kid. That's good.
Kid.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but your horse meat daddy. That's how we get the horse ghosts. Corndog 1 is his call sign, but we call him Siege. Hello.
What's happening, gentlemen? It's good to see all of you.
It was nice talking butts with you earlier. That was fun.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. And helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, because Brandon's brother Stephen can't always be here to tell us that we're wrong, we have producer Sean Gravy Gervin. Now, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, what we get right. You can tell a friend, write a review, just chime in to say sexy things about Siege online at nerdtalkplus.com. Anytime you're, if you're listening on Spotify and you want to leave a comment on one of the episodes or whatever, please do that. Just everywhere. If you're having fun, and you know, I don't pay anyone anything to do this show, so I don't expect anything out of anyone. But if you could take 2 seconds to leave a comment, that would be helpful for us growing the show a little bit, growing the pod. So
I do have something to say.
Yeah.
Regarding the Spotify comments and rankings.
Yeah.
This is a disappointing time in the history of Nerd Talk Plus. Since 2016, our very first non-5-star ranking. We are at 4.9 on Spotify, and I am furious.
Now listen, there's something that legitimizes a return, though, if it's not a perfect 5. It helps the robots that are looking at us sift past. I'm not happy about it.
Here's the thing. That means that somebody specifically listened to the intro and decided to go either they didn't listen to our show and they said, I don't like this title, or those guys all look like white dudes with a podcast. I'm going to go give them a lesser score. Or they listened to all of the content and decided, you know what? The instructions that they gave me were very clear. However, they suck.
I think maybe we should adopt what we did on Full 90 Soccer Time podcast and actually say 5 stars. Like, we should remind people.
Maybe only five.
Maybe it's on us.
You know what? I seem to think that maybe this goes all the way back to that one time that Brandon said only 4 on accident.
Oh.
Do you think that they did? If you're going to leave
have displeased
a
displeased the Lord.
if they give us a review that is less than 5 stars, and they don't tell us in the comments why they're giving us less than 5 stars, then we should be legally allowed to challenge it in the Supreme Court and see if they'll have it tossed out for, I don't know, what do they call that? Fruit of the poisonous tree. I'm just throwing up stuff I've heard in legal classes before. Yeah.
You've been watching C-SPAN?
Yeah. Or what I just spent like 2 full days in a class learning about legal crap. Fruit of the poisonous tree. That's what it is. Fire them and then hang them.
Well, the problem is none of us have enough money to slip to the Supreme Court in the form of briefcases full of money to get our way. And so once we get that collected, we just covered the part where no one's getting paid. So,
fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so thanks to Brandon talking about sucking Stormlight for the last several months. I have delved into the world of the Stormlight archive. I've divined into the world of the Stormlight archive. And let me tell you, I don't know how to say this without being slanderous and making some nerds real mad, but I'll just leave it at this. Brooklyn Nine-Nine handles this really well. Mm-hmm. When they make fun of everyone on the staff being super into the fantasy writer on the show, and then they find, you know, he's a criminal or whatever. It is ridiculous, and I feel like an idiot listening to it in my car. Like, listening to it is really bad because it's like the names are all whimsical and ridiculous and over the top, and like Dalinar about Gulliver, and like from the Althea. I mean, I don't even know what the
answer
words
me
are
this.
Anymore.
Do you listen to it loud enough where it reverberates
of course
off the frame
I do.
Of the car,
I'm old.
So everyone out there listens to you as well?
Yeah, so I'm in a school parking lot, like waiting to pick up my kid. Like, there it is. It's like
it's probably better to listen to that than to listen to Nerd Talk Plus in the school parking lot.
Dude, you don't. That's how you get on a list. If you listen to Nerd Talk Plus in a school parking lot.
Listen, you guys are all associated with me. You are already on lists.
I'm fine with that, to be honest. I'd rather be friends with you and be on a list than not. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
sweet.
The thing is like, I feel like every, as a person who unashamedly enjoys fantasy books, like the Stormlight Archives and the rest of the Brandon Sanderson stuff.
It's good.
It's good. And as somebody who really does enjoy that, I almost didn't start reading these books because I read the descriptions of them on the back and was like, this sounds like the worst. This sounds like the absolute most contrived, nerdy crap I've ever read in my entire life. And then I read, like, perfect. So many of my friends were into it, and I'm like, you're all suckers. And then I was like, of course, I'm probably the idiot. And I was. I actually really enjoyed the books. I just ordered the 5th one. I've spent so much time.
Sorry I didn't respond to you about that. I know you
texted about that. It's fine. I don't care.
I had an end session today with a band who were fantastic. They were lovely. They're called Almost Monday. I recommend them. They were great. But anyway, so I've started listening to the dudes sucking off the Stormlight. Mm. And, it's slow, and it doesn't really go anywhere. I saw Brandon came to town for a Realty convention about legal stuff and poisoning the tree or whatever he said. And, and I saw him, and I was like, I gotta tell you, this is, like, I don't know how to, like, make this slur without it being about making fun of us and our listeners. But it is the lamest, nerdiest crap. But it's well written, and it's like, I'm interested in it, and it's like, Yeah. So
every single one of these books, just so you know, every single one of these books is like 500 pages long. And the first 400 pages, you're like, come on, do something. And then the last 100 pages, you're like, oh, my God. And then and that's every single book. So it's almost like you could just read. Just ask ChatGPT to summarize each chapter for you and then read the last 100 pages.
And burn away the world's oceans all at once.
Yeah. Yeah, Brandon, drink less water so I can summarize the book.
Yeah.
Fine.
Anyway, I bring it up because now there's like there's these little nuances about the book. First of all, I like it. It's 45 hours long listening or reading it. If you're a faster reader than that, it's a lot. But I like the book. And there's this element of it. There's like a lot that's like human earth, and then there's like a lot of weird stuff that's like definitely not, that this guy was like definitely on peyote when he came up with it.
Peyote earth.
But one of the things he talks about a lot is he calls them spren, S-P-R-E-N.
Sperm.
So that's where he probably got it from.
You're mispronouncing it.
It's like a squim in Washington.
Listen, I know that word.
And so he's like... You know, he talks about riding in as a slave in a wagon, and then there appeared a windspren. And, like, so he paints these pictures of, like, whenever there's anything happening, there's, like, these little, like, I don't know.
They're like, the best way to describe it is like, it's they are the spirits of, like, inanimate objects, right?
Or feelings.
Like, if you were here and I said something embarrassing, there would be like an embarrassment spren, like, and then everybody around you can see it.
Unless they can't,
right. Which, yeah,
so I can
obviously
jizz in the wind and you guys can tell what I feel.
Yeah. Relief spren showed up.
A horny spren.
It's funny that you say that, because Brandon and I made a bit of a scene giggling.
Oh, wow.
In public.
Jizzing in the wind.
Jizzing in the wind.
Jizzing in the wind.
And
should be a Super Bowl halftime show.
But like, so when somebody gets hit with an axe or something like that, then there's like, you know, like anger spren will show up, or, oh my God, I set off my, shut up. My Alexa went off there. But like, or if like there's, I don't know, like the wind sprint and the, well, it doesn't matter. But Brandon was like, yeah, like imagine if you were getting a boner and the boner sprint showed up and like, what's going on over there, buddy? You're like, no. So if we mention sprint or sperm from here on out, add it to the glossaraptor.
Is that your boner sperm?
Like, no.
You have to find a button for that one,
it's
too.
It's dancing around your wiener. Like, no. It's a dirty clothes spren. So I just wanted to bring that up. Also, we got quite the message from Brandon yesterday. Congratulations on securing a new home, the Horse Ghost Manor, as we keep joking about for the last few episodes.
Joking?
We thought that... You weren't getting it because you said you weren't. And then you said, no, we are getting it. And we were like, this is amazing. And we're so happy for you. And then we get this text about installing bidets in the new house. And Cage, Brandon's wife, is for it. I couldn't
totally
believe it.
Hell yeah.
This is how it came about. We've been with our house on the market, trying to sell our house so that we can buy Horse Ghost Manor. We've been staying at my in-law's house. And they... like, you know, we're doing without a lot of the things that we just every day, like, we're so used to having at our house. So, like, when we...
Wall gun.
When the kid, the older kid needs to go to the bathroom because he can, you know, go on the toilet and all that, he...
Oh, congratulations.
I know. Gosh, I'm still trying to figure it out. He goes and he poops, and then he doesn't like the itchy wipe, which he means toilet paper, and he still likes the baby wipes.
Yeah,
right?
No. We're at 7, and we're still using them, so I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in my 30s, and I get it because it's the best. So anyway, we're at the in-laws, and all they have is the itchy wipes, the toilet paper, and we forgot the soft wipes, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so he was complaining about how his bottom itches, and we were like, oh, trying to figure out why, and then we're like, oh, it's because of the thing. And Cage was like, oh, well, we don't have the wipes. I was like, well, we should just get a bidet. And she was like, I'm actually into it. And that's the first... We've had this conversation multiple times where we're like, we should get a bidet.
Is she asking you to whisper to the brown eye? Is that what she's asking?
Nice, do it.
She, I think she's asking.
Suck
me to
this dude, Stormlight Cage,
dude wipe the mint hole or whatever.
Yes.
Now, my question for you is: when you move into Horse Ghost Manor, are you going to put in bidet seats, or are you going full Toto toilet?
This is the debate. Which sounds like bidet backwards, even though it's not. This is the debate we've been having about what we're going to do. Because if you look at all of the things, and I'm like, oh, I mean, if you're going to do it, do I go full, like, $1,300 toilet with the thing that, like, makes the sound and does the heat and all of the stuff?
In the master bathroom, you do.
Yeah.
Get one that talks to you in Japanese, like you walk in the toilet.
Yeah.
she said we only put this in our bathroom in the upstairs, and I was like, well, the whole point is that our kid is complaining about the fact that we don't wipe his butt well enough. Shouldn't we put one in the kids' bathroom?
It's it's too crazy for the kids, dude. Trust me. My child is like, he thinks it's hilarious, but he just wants it so he can move and shoot me in the face with the butt. Hey, yeah. He literally told me that.
Sup, Dad?
Oops. Yeah. Nice. He's like, I love the bidet. And I was like, you just like it because it shoots me. He goes, well, in the face. I was like, all right, you little son of a jerk.
That's all you need to do is walk into the room, though, and there's like a fountain going off and the kids are having like a water park going on.
Exactly. Master
and the poop sprinter's going,
this is what I'm talking about. You get it. Brandon, you're the one who told me to read the book, so you get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, congratulations on having a wife who's down to clown a little bit. That's really cool.
Down to brown clown.
Yeah, brown clown.
I need a button for that, too.
Just add that here just in case we need to use that. Down to brown clown. Okay, thank you. Yeah, all right. Well, let's get into it, I guess, huh? Do we have any comments or anything that I need to pause for?
We did have a couple of comments. Let me go back on that page real quick.
Brandon, let me tell you, I got a message from a friend of the pod, John Manley, sub dummy, and he was like, remember how you were saying he moved apartments and he didn't take his bidet with him, even though he had like the $300 hot water bidet? He didn't take it with him.
What?
He's literally, I guess, that lazy that he didn't take it off or whatever. Wow. And I was like, he replaced it with a $40 just normal cold water one. And he was like, remember that thing where you said that I'd be fine if I just had the cold water one? Well, it's 8 degrees outside and I'm not fine. I can't help it that you live in a 3,000-year-old building that doesn't have pipes that are, you know, covered or whatever, like in Chicago. But it's literally never been a problem in Washington, even when it got down to like 10 degrees here or whatever. So in a newer house. So, yeah.
He wasn't actually going to the bathroom and then trying to use the bidet to clean up. He was just going into his apartment and trying to warm up using the water from the crapper.
Not even that, man. He installed a foot switch, and so when he's thirsty, he just hits it.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Hey,
him and Space Baby should hang.
Yeah, dude. Each of them trying to... Space Baby could move his butt and then shoot John and give him a drink.
Warm me from the inside.
Both of them are the weirdest people about pooping, so that'll go great. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, Siege.
So, yes, we did have a couple of messages. This one is from an Ashley in Bonnie Lake. She says, are you ever going to follow up about the fattest bear contest? We talked about how the fattest bear was delayed this year due to a rumble between two of the contestants, but after a little research that you could have done yourself, but no worries, Ashley, it's okay. It gave me an email to read this week. for the second year in a row, Grazer defeats Chunk in the final, which is also cool because Grazer defeated Chunk in the actual bear brouhaha defending her cub earlier this fall. So a winner in life and a winner on the runway, Grazer.
Wow.
Fat Bear 2024.
It wasn't a win. It was a devastating win. It was 128-32, Grazer versus Chunk.
Or
was it 71,000 to 30,000? One of those two.
It was something huge.
Devastating.
And the last note of the week, our good friend April Ann Cobberly says, Gregor, send your nudes.
Okay.
Artful. They're artful nudes.
They're not. They are.
Does Fat Bear Week, it's like a popularity contest, right?
Yeah.
It's like basically, they get votes. I feel like it should just be fattest bear.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what Grazer is, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. It is a massive woman.
Like, the people have all spoken and said, this is, we vote for the true fat king, Grazer.
Queen.
Not like, oh, queen, sorry. I did not mean to misgender the fat bear.
Thank you.
The overweight, plus size bear. I don't know what the right thing is.
I want there to be similar competition on Capitol Hill. I want Fat Bear Week for like gay dudes. Like I just want
Fat Bachelor.
I'm flying in for this one.
Yeah, I mean, please. We'll see you at C Seattle's in 10 years ago or whatever. But yeah.
Okay, well, you can have watch parties at Slightly Furry.
You can definitely chime in and let us know what is up at nerdtalkplus.com. All our links are there, except for Gravy, because, well, you know. And at nerdtalkplus.com, fully spelled out, at on Instagram if you want to just cut right to the chase and talk to Siege directly. So, yeah. All right. Well, 2024 featured a lot of weird sexualized movie paraphernalia, mostly in the form of popcorn buckets that people then tried to stick their wieners into. The darkest part of the year, you might as well take your house creepiness to a max by buying a replica coffin bed from the film Nosferatu.
Hell yes.
As Nerdist.com points out, the best movie merch should fit three specific criteria. 1, enormous. 2, unfathomably expensive. And 3, for a movie that seems completely unsuited for such a thing. I did not know that there was a Nosferatu movie. Some people are saying it's decent. I don't care.
I'm not surprised.
Now, this thing is a full foot longer than a king-size bed.
Ooh, full
longer. Almost a foot and a half longer, despite sleeping just one person comfortably. For a film I didn't even know.
Unless you lay on top of each other.
And most shockingly, it sets you back $25,000.
That's it?
That's too many dollars.
But as I said on the radio the other day, at least it has a really heavy lid, so when you undoubtedly wake up screaming with the feelings of having been buried alive, you won't wake up the rest of your household. Just kidding, it's only you and your cat.
Your cat's in there with you anyway, so.
Yeah, and it's already started eating your eyes when you start screaming, so.
This seems infinitely better than the sleeping arrangements I've had for the last week or so, including one night where I fell asleep in an air mattress that deflated halfway through the night. So I
was,
imagine, like, you know how unmasculine you feel when you try to climb out of like a ball pit
or a foam pit. Yeah, I know. And you can't get out, especially
that was me at like 3 in the morning trying to get out of an air mattress. Just
I was at gymnastics one time and they were doing the trampoline into the foam pit and like my kid couldn't get out, so I had to get in to get him out, and then it was like everyone left. They had to leave me because they were either going to embarrass me further by pulling me out, or they just had to let me get there.
This seems like a little lady that swallowed a fly type situation where, like, Space Baby goes in and then you go in after him, and they have to find an even bigger man to go in after you.
They called up Grazer, Fat Bear Week.
Yeah,
it just ends with a Fat Bear Massacre.
And then they send Grazer.
I want to go back just a minute. I just realized something. We have a Masterpiece group chat for today, and I'm sad that we didn't get any response to that last week. I had hoped that somebody would hear that and think that that was anything. Maybe that's where we got the knockoff
4.9.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was terrible. Well,
thanks for the 4 stars.
They seem to think, to be fair,
they see room for improvement. They can go back and
can you imagine if like we're super nice, we ask people to do these things, they're super cool and go through and do that. Can you imagine if we were still like, are there podcasts that are rated like 3.1? Like, is there such a
thing? I've seen them, yeah.
That seems kind of cooler. You know, like when they say that the best Asian restaurants that you go to are like a 3.5 star, you know, that it's like people are mad because it's terrible service, but also the food's real good. So you like are just mad because it's like a dirty placemat or something like that. Yeah. But the food's awesome. Yeah. That's what I feel like about. There's got to be a podcast out there that like gets awful reviews, but is like actually pretty great.
Could we
really screw ourselves?
Could we go for a world record for lowest rated podcast?
Because it doesn't change that we do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're putting it out regardless of where we end up. I mean, like, you can't get legitimately canceled based on, like, they can't
rating.
Yeah.
Somebody has to like us to listen to us. But maybe they can all change.
I mean, my
the
company
ratings.
Could cancel us, to be fair. Like, that can happen any day. That's now. Fair. So yeah. Let's just hope that when they do, they let me retain this title and they transfer the 17 listeners over with it.
We'll just spoonerism it and we'll be turd knock plus.
Turd knock minus.
Perfect. Turd knock minus.
No, we're going dead dads, that's for sure.
Yes.
Oh heck yeah.
That's and we'll just still talk exactly about the same stuff. I'll lean more into being curmudgeonly.
Oh, I would have so much dead dad content today, you guys.
I can tell. That hairstyle today, it looks great, first of all. I'm not being mean, but it says rough day for Brandon.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, it looks like he came in with just like he had to fight through the forest to get here. And sit down in a room.
Like,
alone.
Dead battery, and then he had to, like, walk 10 miles through the woods, and then, like, rather than taking care of himself when he got there to get the sap off his hands, he just sat down to immediately start.
Not just walk 10 miles through the woods. Actually fight the forest. Uh-huh. Like, the trees were coming after him.
Yeah. Me and Grazer. Today was a long day of basically every time I turned a corner and looked at something else that I had to do or something that happened, it was a long day of just, if this sound...
From you or from someone else?
From me, and probably from anybody around me looking at me being like, ugh.
Why does it keep sighing? Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway.
A quote from the Stormlight Archive. The lad was a genius with the blade, an artist with paint of only one shade. I think that's real good. That's real nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I involved in Masterpiece group chat this week, because I haven't seen anything.
Yeah,
no, you're definitely involved. You should have a you should check your texts.
Oh, great.
Maybe Siege cool. You should check it right now, because Siege just resent it, I think, to everybody.
Okay, it's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Master Cheeks.
I was trying not to confuse it with last week, so I took a little liberty with the name.
We can change it. There's no reason we can't change it. Sure. Question of the week. Should it be Masterpiece group chat or Master Cheeks Theater? I mean, obviously it answers itself, but
Master Cheeks sounds like a like that would be a Jedi character from the strip Star Wars thing.
Yes,
from my Star Wars, right? Yeah, the one where it's like real life, and it's like Darla's going to strip at
Master Cheeks.
Yeah.
I don't even masturbate.
Hello. Sorry, I'm
to temple. Thanks, Gravy.
Yeah, the Atlanta temple. That's very funny in the chat. Sorry, I'm a bit slow there, whatever. Okay, guys, I've got a question for you off the topic of Gravy. You probably shouldn't answer this because you probably looked at it already, but my question for you, question of the week. No, it's not actually that. It's not question of the week. What do you think the most deadly animal is on planet Earth? What do you think the most deadly animal is?
Is this? No.
For a while, and this could have been pre-internet, I feel like in elementary school, it was always like, ooh, did you know the deadliest animal is actually a hippo? Mm. And so I don't think it's that, though, because I feel like hippos don't kill as many. Like, they are probably very deadly in every encounter that they have where death is a
percentage
possibility.
Wise, they're probably killing it. Yeah.
Right. But I'm going to go like...
How are we going on this? Are we going percentage wise or
like number
overall
of
total
deaths
number,
they cause?
Or?
We're definitely going not overthinking it.
Do bugs count?
Sure. Whatever you want.
Oh.
I'll go mosquito.
Yeah, mosquito seems good. Mountain goat.
Horse ghost. All right. Well, some stats on yearly kills by animal from iflscience.com. Sharks.
Oh.
Are they back up?
They kill 10 people a year.
Way to go, sharks.
Hell yeah. Sharks.
just so you know, coconuts are responsible for 150 deaths a year.
Damn right.
So,
see how many coconuts I got in my yard.
Wait.
How many coconuts do you have in your yard?
Probably like 30 right now.
Coconut have milk. Cool. Coconut mammal?
Yes. Coconut no egg. Coconut live no birth.
Coconut have fur.
Coconut have fur and
coconut
milk.
Coconut animal.
Coconut have nipple?
Oh. I'm about to find out. I'll get back to you.
30 times.
30 nipples.
Somewhere, right. So it's like somewhere under, they're like the whale where if you just peel back enough of the hair, there's going to be a nipple under there.
Yeah. Make 50 buckets of that a day or whatever. That's cool.
Give me that coconut cheese.
Oh, guys. We put out that reel that was talking about the breast milk production from that lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, 10 days ago. We put that out today. Gerg's brother likes that reel. And I was like,
I saw that.
I got to tell you, if he liked it, that's a lot. Like, I felt real good about that.
He's our four. He ranked us four.
I was like, oh no. Yeah, he probably did.
That was probably high praise from him, though.
He doesn't like anything I do, ever.
That was the first time I saw him pop up on a liked anything.
Like, I feel like the more immature we go, he's a big Republican. So he's like, Republican Gerg is what he's been dreaming of his whole life. So, yeah, I should talk more about
graffiti.
Graffiti. Guys, I see so much graffiti, and every time I'm like, oh, that makes it look better. Not. It's out of control. Like, I got to remember who I am so I don't fall into the character.
Wait, okay. So deadliest animal? Where are we?
Oh, yeah.
Bears, pretty scary. In North America alone, they average one human death a year.
Yeah, get those numbers up, bears.
Are we counting humans or all animals?
Cows out killing bears.
Nice.
20-1.
What?
In the U.S.
Hell yeah,
so cows. Cows are deadlier than sharks?
And bears. Not deadlier than coconuts, though. So.
Way to go, cows.
Now, spiders, they don't have it's hard to tell. The specific numbers are rough. But we have a lot of spider antivenom, so it's like gone way down in the last 100 years. Like, we've been able to.
Where can I get some?
Save some radioactive antivenom.
Hell yeah. I'll just stick it in me anyway.
Clip that.
I was like, mark it for myself.
Snakes. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Snake bites.
Okay.
Ooh.
Especially around the tropics. They're responsible for about 150,000 deaths worldwide every year.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, snakes.
Have you even seen in Florida lately? They've been eating alligators and they've been eating
I saw a video of an alligator dragging a dead snake, a dead, what are the ones
you have? Yeah, I posted that on our page.
Was it a boa constrictor?
It was a python.
A python. Yeah,
I mean, that, Mike, my dog steals like a piece of cheese from me or something like that, and her joy of stealing a sock from my child and her running away was the same as this alligator dragging away a 20-foot long snake. Like, look what I did. So, pretty nice. But it's the humble mosquito, as Siege.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
It transmits the most disease and brings down an alarming 600,000 plus people every year. So,
man, oh man.
Now, if you start doing percentages, got 8 billion people, 600,000 ain't nothing. Yeah. It's not even 1%. Low. So I don't think.
Then we go humans and guns.
Yeah.
Now, as I say, humans probably kill more humans than any other animal.
I don't know. I think mosquitoes might beat humans even, because I don't know if we kill 600,000 of each other every year.
Oh, man. Let's see. How many humans do humans kill? Oh, yeah. I'm not using this Google. How many Googles do I get?
Yeah, come on. Gravy's got at least 3 left.
I don't think
on this one.
I don't think he's done any. I think he's just looking at his phone this whole time. I don't know that he's done any Googling.
Gravy, how many humans do the humans kill?
Yeah. He's looking. We'll get to it here when he has the stats. But 600,000 people for mosquitoes is pretty awesome. Like,
good job, mosquitoes.
Humans kill less than that, about 400,000 per year.
Wow.
We got to get those numbers up.
Yeah. I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
Need a war.
Come on, Florida.
Okay. Anyway, so watch out for mosquitoes, everybody. Get your shots and stuff. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, like, we don't live in a mosquitoes kill you country. So, like, Yeah, we
had, I mean, speak for yourself. Welcome to Florida.
Yeah, you're not.
As Brandon's pointing directly at me.
You'll be fine.
Are you kidding me? We have alerts every year about Zika, West Nile virus, dengue fever, all this stuff. And they literally drive around cars that spray mist into the air to try and kill mosquitoes. Yeah. And they've released, in the last couple of years, they've released a whole bunch of genetically modified female mosquitoes. So the males, they die after they mate.
Yeah.
So
lucky.
Yeah. So they're genetically modified to not have it, to not be able to be pregnant and hatch new eggs and anything. So they're trying to kill themselves off.
What could the consequences be? It couldn't go wrong. That'd be crazy.
Nothing. We're going to have dinosaurs again.
I wonder what kills more people in America every year.
Me.
School shootings or mosquitoes? That's where I'm
at. What?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is called timing. Siege has got it. Moving on. Siege, I'm going to need your help with a little bit of music that, because some people love the program. I think Gravy, yeah, he probably hates it, but is really good at it. I'm not one. But congrats, though, to new world champion of Microsoft Excel. Because there's a contest for everything, and this contest has a winner from Gizmodo.com, Michael Jarman, a Canadian. Notably dethroned the reigning champ, nicknamed the Annihilator. I didn't even bother writing his real name because who cares?
The Annihilator? Yeah. An XL champion?
Annihilator won the event 3 years in a row, but Michael Jarman, a Canadian, dethroned him. Now, this is where it gets really cool, or really good, I should say. I don't think cool is the right word, but it gets really good. They have a theme song for the Excel Championships, and it was customized for the finals. Check this out.
It's the Excel World Championship. Who is going to win? It's the Excel World Championship. Who's going in the spreadsheet bin?
It's a real thing.
Seven more lines of code.
I love this.
There's like more to it. Like this was the hold music that they were playing before the stream came back. And it like talks about the dude's names and stuff like that. He's a 3-time champion.
The Annihilator.
See, play it one more time, please. Please, one more time.
It's the Excel World Championship.
Gravy says, favorite dumb thing that the guy that invented it, Excel, made a Windows 2000 house in Bellevue. And guess what? It has 2000 windows and looks like a spreadsheet. Okay, well, that guy is a dork. That guy likes the Stormlight Archive for sure.
That guy sucks. Hey, what was the new champion's name again?
The new champion's name, congratulations to Canadian Michael Jarman.
Wow. So Michael Jarman is the Michael Jordan of XL, or is Michael Jordan the Michael Jarman of basketball?
First of all, I like where you're going with the wordplay, but the Annihilator is the Michael Jordan of XL. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so
the Annihilator is like the Dennis Rodman.
Also, do you think that there's like anybody in like professional wrestling or like football or something that's like, my name is John the Annihilator? Nope, sorry, excuse me, sir. We're gonna have to stop you right there. Annihilator's taken.
Yeah.
What? by who?
The XL
World Champions.
Yeah, Brandon kicked something over.
Don't destroy it before you sell it.
Guys, who made that song? It's incredible.
That's awesome.
Like, I legitimately like that song. It's got like real Kung Fury type vibes to it.
Yes. That's exactly what I thought
of. Yes.
Like, I'm pumped
Is
about
it. Mitch
it.
Murder?
It's a guy who's like a real, like he can really sing and he like, you know.
Action!
And so like what Siege and I offline had a conversation about this, that like we need somebody, we need him to record. So like Guinness time, like could this guy do it?
Oh my God, yeah.
The answer is no, because I have no money, but it's like, yeah, sure.
It's like the
when we win the lottery, that's what we're doing.
That,
we're hiring
that style of
it's
music.
Dead dads, they are dead inside.
Who's gonna die first? The
it's gravy.
I can't stop. I'm sorry.
There's like a few. Have you guys seen Peacemaker?
Yes.
The theme song to Peacemaker.
It's named after a gun. Of course, Gravy's seen it.
Yeah, of course. Greg would like the theme song to Peacemaker.
It's Greg, give us a review.
Greg, give us a review.
World Championship. Who's going in the bin?
Yeah, I don't totally know what that part means. It just feels like they made that part rhyme because they needed to, but what's the bin? Is that what they, like, when they win the championship, they get
like, no, I think it's like trash bin? I think the loser goes in the trash. Who's going to win?
Oh, so like the whole song.
Oh,
that'd
be awesome.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We get to dump nerds in a trash can again. It's just like high school.
But it's cool if the nerds are doing
it. For the nerds.
Only the nerds can do it.
I mean, the nerds get to do it. They get their revenge.
Just
you're even nerdier than I am.
Sucking the stormlight, all right? Just like. Yeah.
Different classes.
Fun fact, there's a WWE style championship belt that you get if you win. So amazing. Michael Jarman has a wrestling belt. So
it's the XFL.
Now he was looking forward to celebrating, but then his job as champion was eliminated due to layoffs. So he's
what?
No, I'm just kidding. It's, okay. It's just a tech sector joke. Come on.
Yeah.
Man, I said that a couple times on the radio, and I did not explain that. People are probably like, oh, no!
Oh, my God!
Michael Jarman!
Meanwhile, I'm like, what's Excel?
Like,
you think he could walk into a job interview wearing his Excel spreadsheet belt, and they, sir, you are hired.
You are
bonus brand popping up everywhere.
Oh, my God. I need a sprint.
It only... If he walks into Microsoft, for sure, he's like he's guaranteed a job.
Is that a
sorry?
That
was Sydney Sweeney eating hot ones.
Oh my God!
There's right. Your boner sprint.
All right, one more before we get to the preposterous ending to the show.
Okay.
Oh my God!
today I read. From Futurology on Reddit, that about one in every five taxi rides now in San Francisco is a Waymo robot taxi with Whoa. No human driver. One in five, dudes. It was actually like 22%, just a little bit more than that. But they're currently outpacing Lyft in terms of the business that they're doing in San Francisco. Which is crazy to me because Lyft has been around forever, and who wants to ride around with a robot? Other than the fact that, like, you know, when you put a driver in a car in San Francisco where there's few places to stop and nowhere to poop, you get like a ton of like fragrances
in cars
seeping out of the driver's butt.
Oh, you're allowed to. Oh, I see. I thought this was like if you take the robot one, you're allowed to poop in it.
I mean. Who's gonna know?
The robot. I will.
Yeah, like,
aren't these Waymo ones?
Please don't poop in me.
Don't poop in me. Aren't these Waymo cars the ones that are getting graffitied up all over the place?
Yeah, there was the one during some ride that they had.
But don't get Greg started on that.
Yeah, no, I have to.
It wasn't graffiti siege. It was tags, and tags are worthless.
It's my job.
Today I explained to my child. I was like. You see all that graffiti up there? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, you see how it's on like a nice wall of someone's neighborhood? That sucks. And then we were going into the freeway and I was like, you see that graffiti on the, and he was like, oh, on the boring wall? And I was like, yeah, on the boring wall. It looks amazing. And he was like, oh, okay. So just so you know, I am sticking up for the graffiti artist as well.
I just say, if that story stopped at the first one, I'd be like, you sound like the worst.
He's playing both sides.
Yeah. So yeah, I gave both. Yeah. I'm not that evil, but
you're
also
teaching them the context is important.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Here we go. Mm. Anyway, one in five, dude, that are now robot taxis. Now they think that both our lack of regulations compared to Europe means that it's going to have a hard time growing outside of the U.S. But also the U.S., especially the American Southwest, is so much based on a grid system from how they laid out land parcels back in the day that it'll take off in places like Arizona and California and whatnot. They would say that places like Seattle are a little bit more difficult because it's more tricky for these things to learn how to navigate.
Straight slant.
And San Francisco, I mean, has a lot of that, though. So it's like it's both grid and hills and stuff like that. So my buddy definitely texted me the other day, who I don't talk to very frequently, and he was like, I thought you'd want to know that I'm riding in a taxi that doesn't have a driver. And I was like,
Do we know what brand cars those are? Are they Teslas or...
No, Waymo is something else. They like they had a partnership with like GM or something like that. I can't remember.
It's like its own thing. Like it's like they made their own car.
Yeah,
I've seen the things of the Teslas. Just not basically the only like one of the hardest things that they do about driving by themselves is the hills up and down and up and down because they generally drive the same speed on flat land as they would down a hill. So it's like as they're trying to brake as if it's on flatland, they're like flying through stop signs going down hills. So I'm wondering if that's the case, like with the way, like how come Waymo doesn't have this problem that so many people are riding
sponsor
it?
This show.
Yeah. It's brought to you by Crossing Guards in San Francisco. Yeah. Modified Jaguars. So
whoa, cool.
Okay.
Wow. Yo, I'm in. I'd like to tag the hell out of that boring Jaguar. Like,
do you think that they are more popular than Lyft because people don't feel like they have the... And maybe this is like, if you live in a city, like I feel like there's people who live in cities who are like, they take enough Lyfts and Ubers and whatnot so that where they're like, it's so normal to get in the back seat and like not say a word to the person in front of you. But me, who never takes them anymore, like I feel like if I get in the car, I'm like, I have to have a human connection with this person because I feel like such a dick if I don't.
Yeah.
But maybe in like a place like San Francisco where, not saying that it's rude to not do it, but if you're so accustomed to never speaking to the person, then sitting in a robot one where there's no, like there's absolutely zero expectation, the robot's like, there actually is expectation.
Please stop pooping at me.
Hey, can I sit in the front seat and just talk to nobody?
Yeah, probably. As long as the front door's unlocked, I guess. Could you sit in the driver's seat and be like, I'm a robot.
Look at me. I am the captain now.
Also, why not have the seats facing each other in that case? You know what I mean? Like, why not have it more of a conversational style? Why do you need to have seats facing
this whole idea of like the way that cars are being developed and like the... Or any technology, really. Like the further that the technology develops from where it originally started, you end up kind of adopting the design of the thing the way that it worked originally. Mm-hmm. So if you think like cars, for example, would be one of those things where once you've outgrown the need for the design to be what it is, but you still, because of our lack of creative, you do it because it's how you do it. So like the cars still look the way that cars do.
Versus, and additionally, to like, get people to embrace it, because if you introduce something totally crazy, then people who are traditional and like anti-graffiti will be like, no, that's not the way I like it.
Yeah, those guys suck.
Hey, easy. Right?
No, not you though. Everybody but you. Jeez.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, I would imagine, I don't have any data on this, but if I was a robot taxi company and I was, you know, funded by angel investors or whatever it's called, like, I would definitely be like, it's $1 to ride in this thing. So people are like, oh, I don't care that it's a robot driving me. This is better than Lyft because it's $1 or how, you know, whatever the equivalent is.
That's awesome.
And also,
I would do that.
They probably also don't have to pay like
living wages paying, to the
cars. You don't have
cars.
To tip.
Well, cities like Seattle and San Francisco are, in, you know, trying to make it so it's the people that drive these vehicles can actually afford to live.
Yeah, it should be paid living wages.
Yeah, but instead they're like, well, robots don't need wages. Now, there's like something like 12 million taxi drivers in America or something like that. And like, what do you do with those people when they don't have jobs because you replace everybody with robots? Like, I just don't.
Do you remember how we were talking about how
you put them in the human juicer?
Kill more humans.
Put them, yeah. Oh yeah, we got to get those numbers up. Take that, mosquitoes.
It's cabbie fights.
You got to watch out though, dude. Oh, like how about like taxi joust?
Yes.
Ooh.
Now we're talking. Demolition derby meets machine guns or something like that.
Can you put the big old saw blades on there and do it like the robot wars,
dude? furthest jump over a volcano, and you tell people to jump far enough, they live, but it's not possible. So they just...
I love the idea. I love the idea of making them...
We need to isolate that.
They say when you hit the lava that if it's not like that it can be real hard at the top, and so you hit it, you might not break through, and then you'll just break all your bones and then fry slowly.
But frying like, slowly, screaming as you sink into finally fire.
But if you're in a if you're in a Prius with 275,000 miles on it and you go off the ramp, and, like you're getting through that lava, bro.
I like the idea of battle botsing them.
Yeah.
But taking like the original BattleBots design, so you put one guy in a taxi, but you put it on like a rotating thing, so he's just spinning.
One's spinning and the other one's trying to flip it over.
Pull out your arm, just someone's getting slapped as the guy's arm is flying around being dislocated. Yeah, man. That's cool. Okay. I think it's time that we go to break. And we're back. And I think it's time that we relive one of the kookier times in my recent life. Things haven't been going old Gerg's way for since about March. Then I started seeing a new therapist, and she was like, "We're going to put you on drugs.
We're going to put you to sleep."
Turns out drugs are incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Siege, hit it.
Yes.
Welcome to Master Cheeks Theater, where we take the group chat for Nerd Talk Plus and relive it here in voice for you to enjoy. Maybe. You didn't enjoy it last week, but we'll try again. Master Cheeks Theater. Siege?
Thursday, 7:16 p.m.
Guys, I just got my medicine, and it's called methylphenidate. I feel so much better knowing that meth is part of my health plan.
Yes! Meth? Fen-Fen, and a dating app.
I'm basically becoming Florida.
Buddy, you always were.
Yeah, this.
Every white dude has some Florida in the blood.
Yeah, but now I get an alligator.
To keep. Siege applies a sticker of Greg and Siege in Orlando into the conversation.
I'd just like to say that I'm really happy that you have that sticker. It made me feel really nice or whatever.
It's great.
Anyway.
I love it.
Guys, Cape Ferrari, airboat driver, just showed up at my front door not wearing pants.
Are you ready for the christening?
Somehow I just got a role doing voiceover for Italian Jesus like Siege.
Is that what Cape Ferrari's real voice actually sounds like?
Just, nah, he's just like
me. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he sounds surprisingly normal.
The only other person they could challenge for the name Annihilator, by the way.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Absolutely. For sure. It might be him. He's a full of surprises.
Yeah.
Airboat Annihilator.
All right. Siege, carry on.
All right. Friday, 6:30 a.m.
This is a photo talking about his parents dying days apart, but I can't stop looking at Conan's baseball player style tan line, Conan O'Brien.
I was always surprised that they were still alive when he talked about them on his podcast.
Imagine having six kids and one of them is Conan.
They must be saints.
I think he was right in the middle, too. Just having six kids would make me dead well before my 90s. I doubt I'd make it past 50.
To be fair, he's dead inside. Jean is already, so yes. He's halfway there.
Yes. Just leave them, and then call them once a month. They'll be chasing your love forever. It's great. You'll feel so special.
Jean, keep the boy. He seems easy. Oh, by the way, update.
Greg inserts a video of a cat fully tweaked.
I took the drugs and the drugs are working. And the drugs are working. I took the drugs and the drugs are working. Took the drugs are working. And the drugs are working.
The drugs have anamorphed you into a cat.
You call me a pussy? Be careful! I feel indestructible!
There's that meth.
Big summoning of punch a guy through a guy energy here, Brandon!
So I looked up the drug, and it makes sense. Can cause rapid or regular heartbeat, delirium, panic, psychosis, and heart failure. It can treat ADHD and narcolepsy, so it's basically Ritalin.
It is! I also did this!
Nerd Talk Plus on drugs will be unstoppable.
Oh. That'll be the crash part of my day, sadly.
You getting the drugs is what will unleash our Megazord Nerd Talk Plus morning show.
If anyone wants to record in the wheelhouse of my drugs, I'm always down. I know we can't, but I'm down.
I had someone from school ask me why I'm so stuttery and lose my thoughts every Nerd Talk Plus, and I tell them I've already had an 18-hour day, and we record at 11 o'clock at night. I'm tired.
Yeah, I think Greg and I are both at the 15, 16-hour mark by then, too, and three time zones away.
No wonder we are all feisty and cranky. I love it. Hashtag make it worse.
Yeah, the show could definitely be better earlier, but also I can't drink at work, so that would be a bummer.
Can't or won't.
But also, the drinking is what permits me to say regretful things that make Siege smirk, which makes me dig deeper, so really we should record earlier.
Don't know if that window is from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Honestly, I'm good. Just need more energy drinks or whatever.
No, we can't because of children and parenting. We'd have to get the other two to sneak in a session during the workday hours.
Yeah, this. And I save that time for therapy.
Abandon your families.
Being the sole breadwinners, both of them are effed if they do that. Man, if I bailed, literally nothing would change other than the absence of parenting and ruining my child's life, encouraging him to be funny.
I know I never really mean it, but also do it.
Also, yes, I'm trying to say I'll see you in Florida, Siege!
LOL!
You guys, I'm in a class, and there's a guy here named Bob Steedman, which feels like the worst cover name for a centaur.
I dare you to out him.
Take off your pants!
Let's see your two dongs, centaur!
Then act surprised when they're in the opposite places of where we had assumed for the last 3 years they were.
My doctor said I couldn't drink alcohol while taking my meth, and at first I thought she was crazy, but now I realize I would be literally unstoppable if I did.
You feel amazing if you do, but also like it's your last hurrah before death.
The literal run up the side of the volcano. Sorry, asterisk, naked sprint.
I literally just yelled, I am a force of nature, while merging onto I-90. Me pulling into QFC, who wants to fight? Who wants to fight? Guys, drugs are awesome.
Hey, I got in a fight in the Inner Bay QFC parking lot, so your chances aren't zero.
I'm glad there's definitely not a downside to this.
Nah, everything will be great forever.
I think I remember when this happened, before you moved to Mercer Island, if I'm mistaken, and it being a real F around and find out situation where he F'd around and found out.
Yep, followed me outside and pushed me from behind. Broke his jaw and nose and ripped the skin off two of my knuckles.
He was 11.
I can't wait to f*** all the women!
Do we finally get to do the pod shirtless?
The shirts have to be torn off on camera in true Florida man form.
Or already missing, but you're covered in blood.
Rise! Rise up from the swamps!
And this concludes another Master Cheeks Theater. I don't know, guys. I don't know if it works or not.
All right, one more chance.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Please, if you could chime in at nerdtalkplus.com and just let us know, like, is that working? Because I love it. I think it's so funny as I'm reading it. First of all, I was effed up, guys. Like, the first day of taking that drug was a disaster. And I definitely, all of those things that I shouted with glee right now, there was barely any, you know, pepper put on that for the pod. Like, that is how I was actually feeling. Like, me merging onto I-90 from downtown Seattle going over to Mercer Island was like, if anyone would have wanted to fight, I would have, like, destroyed them smiling and then, like, driven off backwards or whatever. You know? yeah, exactly that. It was like, and the part where I talked, you know, was rude and said I wanted to F all the women. I really 100% felt that with my whole heart and most of my wiener. So, yeah, that's good.
Okay. Boner sprint.
Yeah, dude, the boner sprint. We're like, we can, let's just say we could take the HOV lane, okay?
It was hovering over the entire city. Everyone saw it.
Those were meth sprint.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're out of time. I'm sorry. We'll get back to doing Guinness time next week, I guess, or something. But let's try to end on something here. We'll take all this nonsense and put it together and figure out what do we learn this week. After all, this is a very heady show. Joining us, Sean Gravy Gervin.
Hey, guys. Siege, you will follow up on our Fat Bear Week with your own furry suit as a competitor this time.
Yes.
Yeah. And it will be up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
You're going to get in there.
His fursuit grows great. Naturally, buddy. That's what I guess.
That's the thing.
He's
a walking furry.
Wander into the videos that they shoot for Fat Bear Week, but like just you, just not even in a suit. Just wander
salmon
into the forest. Just like, what's up? Like eating like grocery store sushi, like
with chopsticks and no shirt on. Yeah. It's like boxer briefs. Chopsticks.
I heard y'all were voting for a fat bear.
What's going on here? Somebody call my name?
100% with that charm, Siege would win. It would also be the last Fat Bear Week, but it would definitely happen.
Y'all fighting to eat fish?
I'm not fighting Chunk or Green Grazer.
You would lose, to be fair.
Yes.
You'd have to make them into your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, they would definitely be my friends.
Siege shows up, there's just birds landing on him. It's like a Disney princess, only with sushi and naked.
Can we all like hibernate together? Just start snuggling, just getting in the hole?
Anyone seen Siege? he's having a long winter nap. No big deal.
Get in here, Grazer. Scoot in.
Come on, girl.
Gravy.
Yeah, and Greg, you're going to have to... gonna have to paint over all the nice walls, all the graffiti, just to earn the love of your family again.
Well, that's not how that works, but okay.
Brandon, boy, you're gonna have to snag a movie sarcophagus to summon more vampire horse ghosts at the new manor.
Oh, for sure. Where's Siege gonna sleep?
That's where Deathbed's coming in.
I mean, just build it into the budget.
I'm here. I'm moving in.
Yeah.
I should get a new murder bed.
Yeah.
You should.
It should be a sarcophagus.
What do horses sleep on? We make a herder.
Me.
No, those are bears. Horse ghost bed? Murder ghost bed? Murder horse bed.
Murder horse bed?
Yeah.
Free the coconuts!
This is...
Coconut animals.
I think I went to something similar to that in Tijuana. I don't know.
Yes. I've been there. Done that.
Well, John?
I mean, that's all I got unless we want to get into movies.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Okay, real quick before we go. Because everyone makes fun of me for not watching movies, I'm going to start watching movies, or if I don't, just making up reviews that I hear for the movies I don't watch. But do you guys have a... For next week... Think of a suggestion for me to watch a movie, and then I'll watch it, and we'll start the new year with me reviewing films.
Have you seen any of the Christopher Nolan Batmans?
I've seen all of the Christopher Nolan Batmans.
Okay. Yeah.
Why are you giving him something easy? Give him something...
Dude, you don't realize some of the stuff Glenn Greg hasn't Howell. Seen.
No, no, it's
pretty
bad.
Serious.
Yeah, it's bad. It's like...
No, I know, but why make him see good stuff now?
I want to keep it in the nerd realm. As far as stuff that's available out there for him, I mean...
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Yeah, you watch a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever that movie is.
You know what it is. You have it on the channel.
Okay.
I have it on the Plex. It's up there right now.
There you go.
Wait, put it...
I don't know what it is.
You've seen The Lord of the Rings.
I don't know what it is. Stop saying I know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Have you seen Jaws?
What?
Like, Jaws.
With that guy who
the
was
original
on
Jaws.
Sequest? Yeah.
The original Jaws.
No, do Jaws 3.
No, the old Jaws
3.
Yeah, it terrified me. I hurt because of it as a
adult. Why won't come to Florida?
Oh, that movie's too much for me. I can't watch that.
Why are you doing this to him?
I want like kind of contemporary. I want you guys should discuss it in the chat with me there, but just like figure out what it is and then I'll watch it. And then I'll review it, okay?
Okay.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!